This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Sean Farrell. Sean, you are one of the organizers of DCPHP, and that's what a lot of people know you for, but you've also built a system called BreweryDB, and it's got an API, and so that makes it interesting to a lot of developers. So today I'd like to talk to you about BreweryDB and about APIs in general for a minute, and I've got three questions for you. The first question, when you built BreweryDB, you chose an open data, closed source model. Can you explain to our listeners what that is and why you chose it?
Yeah, so basically, when I built BreweryDB, we built it on open source technology. So BreweryDB uses Zen Framework, MySQL, and right now I'm in the process of integrating Solr for search technology into it. But we did not open source our actual app, or I didn't open source the actual app because we didn't release the code for reasons that there's maybe some business ideas that we have in it, and we have a specific vision for the site. And basically, we just wanted to have it as factual data and not like a review site. So it would have been easier for me to grow the site the way I wanted to grow the site and not have, you know, not get in the argument of people saying, well, let's do this, and they submit the code back, and then I don't integrate it. So basically, I had a specific vision for the site and potential business ideas for it. So I don't release the source. But on the other hand, like open source technology, we do open all the data. So basically, it's like an open API, but we give all the data freely available. And there's a couple of reasons behind this that really why I chose to release all the data. Mainly, the mission and the goal of the site is to expand the people's knowledge and awareness of great beer. There's tons of freaking beer out there. So this actually is a library of all breweries and beers. So we give the data away, all of it. And basically, we went our initial set, when the initial set came in to me, it was under an open database license. So by receiving this data in an open database license, I actually had to give the data freely available away. So instead of just, you know, figuring out what records I had and to give away, I just decided, let's give it all away. Let's not build another silo of data. Let's have, you know, people build awesome stuff off of it, because I'm not going to be able to build everything. And another idea is really that if you give the, in my opinion, if you give the data away and people build awesome stuff off of it, the only way new data actually gets into their site is if they put it back in through the API. So, you know, we're growing one library and growing the other person's application. And then finally, like, really, the data is not really our data. It's public data. It's street addresses, descriptions, types of beers, breweries, when they were founded. I mean, that's all public data. So anyone can really do this. So why not just give it away? It's just I'm trying to remove silos, central spot for breweries and beers. So I chose the open data where I can just, you know, give away the data and hopefully people start using it.
Interesting. Now, of course, recently we've watched Twitter alienate a lot of their developers by redefining their rules for data and what you can do with it and what they're going to do with it and things like that. So how do developers know that BreweryDB won't do the same? And in the bigger picture, talk about this problem. I recently wrote a blog post on it, called it Digital Sharecropping. But talk about this problem of, you know, where developers build on somebody else's API and then get the rug pulled out from under them.
Yeah, this is actually a good question. I do get a lot of emails on this. And I don't think it's a goal of companies to redefine the big picture of, you know, terms of service for APIs and stuff. I mean, there are going to be redefinements of the terms of service. They don't plan on doing this, but in the big scheme of things, like with BreweryDB, the API that I built is right now going to be the base of a lot of future development that I have planned. So I really needed this database or this library of breweries and beers. So that will always be there, and it'll always be open due to the initial data set that I actually got in. But it's interesting how the bigger picture, the communication, well, basically, if it becomes the bigger picture of developers and building apps, where they close them off. The first, you should read the terms of service. I think you should always have a backup plan for developers. I wouldn't rely on one company. And really the ultimate thing is communicate with the company and join the developer or the API developer group. Seriously, communication is huge. Like, I get a lot of people that communicate and ask, like, they ask the same questions, like, what happens in a year when you're not around and I have an app that's really successful? Well, one, I mean, my goal and our goal is to stay around for, you know, and make money. You can actually take the data. I mean, it's open. You can take the data with you. You can get all the data you want. I don't recommend that, but you can. But I think Twitter actually, they alienated a big group, but I think their big problem was communication, and that's where they got hurt. But you got, yeah, communication is the big thing. So, I mean, like, one thing is Untappd is another beer type service, social sharing API, and they actually sent their terms of service refinements to the developer API developers group and asked for people's opinions. I think that's huge. Like, maybe if Twitter did that, you know, I know they did it after the fact, but maybe if they did it before the fact, they could have gotten a lot better input and maybe been able to squash the big PR campaign before it even happened.
Good point. Okay, third and final question. What is the most interesting thing you learned while building a public API?
The biggest thing is people just want the data. That's one of the biggest things. And another big thing is folks, they'll actually help. I released the data, the actual API, and like 3 or 4 days later, there was a PHP library out there and there was a Ruby gem library out there. So it's amazing what people will rally around an API and do. But a lot of people just want the data. The API gets a lot more hits and requests than the actual website. And there's really cool things that are being built off of it.
Very good. I played around with it today and ended up at a local Nashville brewery that had this wonderful little animation of how beer is made. And I'm not a beer aficionado, so it was very interesting to me. So I actually learned something in researching the questions that I was going to ask you.
Excellent.
One final question I ask everybody: what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Local user group is DCPHP. And there's a number of ways you can find us online, but you can go to meetup.com, and it's DC-PHP.
Excellent. Sean, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast, and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.